Welcome to Big Bay Mornings. Yeah. 99.7 now. I need a doctor
Listen, Dr. Bay, you have your own intro. You have your own intro now.
Do I have to pay for that?
Yes.
You have to pay Rihanna, though.
That's not Rihanna, but okay.
It is not. Who is that?
What's her name? Skylar Gray is her name.
Oh, well, she sounds like Rihanna.
Although, fun fact, Skylar Gray wrote a lot of Rihanna's songs.
Oh, see, so, that's what I was meant.
There you go.
That's what I meant.
Welcome, Dr. Bay. He's back on Big Bay Mornings.
Thanks. Happy to be here. Happy to be here.
Yes, yes.
It is good to have you back. We have a couple of things to cover with you today.
Yeah, busy day.
I'm throwing you a curveball. It's going to make Arthur mad because he wants me to stick on script. But earlier today, we were talking about we love this show, which is The Morning Show on Apple TV. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, I have. It's a great show.
Okay.
Did you watch it all?
Saw the whole first season, yeah.
So it looks like Jennifer Aniston has been doing something with her lips and making little ducky lips a little bit. So Vanessa asked me, is there any way to do these lips correctly? Like, can you ever
Absolutely.
Do injections? Is it just too dangerous?
And I'm not so sure Jennifer Aniston's had lip injection. I think she looks great, but they just look so natural to me. They don't look like, I mean, do you think, compare it to like Beverly Hills Housewives?
Well, I mean,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, that's that. Anything.
But did you not think her lips look
she
a
looked-
little...
different.
She okay. looked different. I don't know if I would say lips either, but something was different when she spoke. You could tell, like, something right. was different.
Well, there's lip gloss that you can put on that will give you literally an allergic reaction to plumpy lips a little bit. So that's almost like a more natural way of doing it, that it's not just...
I think you just have the hots for her. And just
she is an attractive older woman, there's no doubt. As far as lip fillers, you can definitely do it and not get crazy, because the thing is with lip fillers, when you do the injection, you see the results right then and there, whereas Botox, you know, it takes a few days for it to kick in, so you don't really know what the ultimate result's going to be. But with lip fillers, you see the results in real time, so it is up to your doctor to make the decision, to help you make the decision to stop. You don't have to have huge lips. I know a lot of people do, but that is out of their choice. That is out of their kind of like body dysmorphia, not really seeing how they really look. People forget their baseline, and then they overcorrect, and they make these huge lips. It's totally unnecessary.
So if Vanessa and I came into you, and we said, hey, we're doing this little
like where you're going with this
beauty day, we want some work, and we want to do all this stuff to our lips, you would advise us the right, like you would say, no, that's too much, or
right.
okay, don't do that.
I would start with one syringe, and one syringe is one cc. Think about how small one cc is. And you put half the syringe in the upper lip, half the syringe in the lower lip, and then you take a look in the mirror, and you stop there, potentially. Or you can put a little bit more if you have a smaller, thinner upper lip to begin with. But there's really, it's just you look in the mirror, and you see, okay, that looks good. And I find that most of my patients come, they really are a little bit more conservative, and they are willing to take my advice and stop after one syringe. And you can always come back the next week, and we can compare before and after photos, and you can make a decision from there. Just, it's not your last chance to ever get lip filler, so just don't overdo it the first time.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can add, but you can't subtract.
Take away after the fact. Exactly right.
Now, I do think we have to get into a break real quick, but we have a couple questions about J-Lo and the Super Bowl and getting some bigger
Absolutely.
Booties and hips and things like that. So we want you to be thinking about J-Lo's booty as we go to break.
Absolutely. Ready to talk about it.
Yeah, we want you to gossip on all the celebrities today. We have a whole list of celebrities we're going to talk about today on the show. And our resident doctor, Dr. Bay, is in studio this morning. And so I want to start with this. So we all saw J-Lo at the Super Bowl.
She Correct.
Looked absolutely amazing.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But now we keep seeing people online talk and start rumors about, oh my God, did she have surgery? Is it possible to look that good at that age without surgery? As a plastic surgeon, a doctor, a professional, what Correct. Do you think?
It is possible. I talked about this a lot on our IGTV at Real Dr. Bay, RealDrBae. And I talked about, you know, everybody's saying she had surgery. I was like, okay, what surgery did you think she had? Mm-hmm. So her arms look really toned. Do you think she had bicep implants? No. She probably worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at her breast, well, we've seen her breasts that are kind of smallish but perfectly appropriate for her body. We've seen those since the 2000 Grammy Awards when she wore that green dress. So we know what her breasts have looked like all this time. She didn't have breast augmentation. And you look at her buttocks have looked, actually maybe it looks even better now, more tone.
Mm.
We've seen this all these years. And then you look at her abdomen. She's had multiple kids. How does her abdomen look that fat? Flat, excuse me. How's it look that flat? The thing is, you can't get that abdomen from a tummy tuck and have no scar from it, okay? You would see, because she's exposed to so much of her body, you would see a tummy tuck scar. You'd see an incision around the belly button. You'd see something like that. So this is all from working out really hard, eating really well, maybe some growth hormone, but that is what she's had. She's not had surgery in the type that people are thinking she's had.
Well, she doesn't drink alcohol at all. Exactly. It never really has.
Or coffee.
And she's such a clean eater. Now, you mentioned growth hormone. I mean, she is with A-Rod, so she probably is getting that.
I mean, she posted a photo 3 days ago on her Instagram in a bikini. And, I mean, look at her. She's
amazing.
I like that photo. I did.
Yeah. I think you being in this business, I mean, you must deal with both sides of it. Because as a woman, you're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't. If you have a nice body and you've gotten it from working out and doing whatever, then you get accused. No. But then you get shamed if maybe you have a little nip or a tuck or some kind of surgery. Neither one is wrong.
Correct. And actually, in her particular case, when you get shamed because, like, people accuse you of getting surgery even though you haven't, I think that's really about the people who want to believe she's had surgery so that they can say, oh, she's got money. She was able to get surgery. Yeah. So it basically gets them off the hook that, no, unfortunately, it doesn't get you off the hook. You just have to work really hard the way she does to get that kind of a body.
Now, somebody who did admit in her book about getting some surgery and no shame in it after having children, Jessica Simpson.
Right, yeah. So that's a story that's a little bit odd. She talks about how she went in and got a mini tummy tuck against doctor's orders because her liver wasn't in the right place because of pills and things like that. And then she didn't like the results of the mini tummy tuck, so she went back and said, I want a full tummy tuck. And again, against doctor's orders, she had a full tummy tuck. The part that I don't understand is, if these things are against doctor's orders, the doctor doesn't have to do the operation. So I don't know if she got, one doctor didn't, she basically kept going, I don't know if she kept going to doctors until she got the answer she wanted.
Yeah.
But it's just very strange how they're talking. Anyway, but that's what it sounds like based on reading her description. She didn't explicitly say these different things, but based on what I read, it looked like she got a mini tummy tuck, which just removes a little excess skin in the lower part of the abdomen, but it doesn't tighten up the abdominal wall after having kids that might stretch things out, may not get rid of stretch marks. And so she wasn't happy with that result. Then she went back for a more full tummy tuck, which removes excess skin, repositions the belly button, tightens up the abdominal wall.
Wow.
And she said she got an infection. So I'm thinking she got a wound infection. But what she describes is she got colitis. And what that really is more representative of is intestinal infection. What it sounds like she had is, after these operations, she was on antibiotics for so long that it got rid of the good bacteria in her intestines. And so she got what's called pseudomembranous colitis, which is a bad infection of your intestines. So it wasn't really a wound infection. I think it was more of a result of the medications.
And it's really a lesson. Listen to your doctor and the advice, because I think we know from talking to you for long enough. I mean, you do kind of have to be part-time psychologist.
For sure.
And you have to make sure women are making the right choice for them. If they're not making the right choice, you advise.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have patients where we have to kind of help them get reasonable expectations. And if something's against medical advice, or that I don't recommend them doing it, and then I do it, I'm not, like, off the hook because, well, I told you not to do it, and you made me do it. Like, it doesn't work like that. Like, if you don't think a patient should have something done, you just don't do it. And you can't go back and say, oh, well, she made me do it. You know, she insisted on it. That's not an excuse. Or that I warned her of the risk and she had the problem. So you just have to make sure they have reasonable expectations and stick to your guns and make sure you do the right thing as the physician.
All right, so how do people find you, and how do people get price estimates
and find out how
they can get a consultation with you?
Yeah, the easiest thing to do is to be really educated about all aspects of our practice, from as transparency in the operating room. You can watch our operations on Snapchat and Instagram on Real Dr. Bae, or at Real Dr. Bae, R-E-A-L-D-R-B-A-E. And you can also go to our website, realdrbae.com. You can check pricing on there, because that's always everybody's first question is, how much does it cost? So they can check all the pricing right on our website. Very easy to find out everything you need to know about me.
There it is. Dr. Bae, thank you, sir.
Thank you all so much for having me.
We love having you on the show, and we're still looking for Carly Richard. Carly Richard, you now have, we'll give you 2.5 minutes to call us at 888-456-9970 so we can pay your bills. Carly Richard from San Jose, we're looking for you.